Sport has always been a great way to help youngsters learn values and discipline. Now a coach from Staines RFC is hoping to build on the success he has had with his youth rugby team by taking them to compete in Italy in 2024. I'm Josette Lesser and I'm joined by Patrick O'Rourke, the coach in question. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
So firstly, tell me about your under-15s rugby team.
So we've got a great young group of lads. We've now got 23 players. At the start of the season, we only had 13. So it was looking like our team, our age group, were about to fold. But with the help of our lads, they all went out and recruited a load of players. So now we've got a 23-man squad. 10 of those players, never playing rugby before, new to the sport. And they've excelled this season, winning our league and winning a cup in Surrey.
So how important is it to get kids involved with sports like rugby?
Oh, it's pivotal, I believe. We have quite a few young lads with ADHD, autism, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, dyslexia. We get referrals from social workers, etc. We've got lads in our team that work with a project called Turnover that's involved in Staines Rugby Club, where they help young lads who might not really get on at school, maybe them type of young chaps. And through rugby, it's changed their life totally. They're now respectable young men. It's controlled aggression. They're all excelling now. Our young team at the start of the season, as I said, only had 13 players, which was not enough for a squad this year. They've been out, they've recruited friends, family. We've now got a great squad of 23 young lads, young teenage boys full of testosterone. You know, we all know what young lads can be like. So yeah, through rugby, it's really helped them.
How often do you practice with them?
So we currently train 3 times a week. We train on a Tuesday evening, Thursday evening, and a Sunday morning. That is off season. During the season, we train Tuesday, Thursday, and usually have games on a Sunday.
And how is it that you are managing to turn these kids around? What is it about the training, what you do in the training, how you interact with them that is so successful?
It's just really giving them something to focus on, working towards a goal at the end of the season, say working towards winning a cup or working towards winning a league. And just for them to have friendships with the other lads. You know, I think that gives them a focus. They don't want to let their teammates down. And yeah.
And what about Italy? Where does this fit into your plans?
So the tournament in Italy, Rugby Colorno, previous age groups have gone there from Staines. So we are now just looking to follow on the tradition and head out there for the under-16s tournament, which is in 2024. Some of our lads never leaving London, never leaving Staines before, so it's a real adventure for them.
But it's also going to be an expensive thing that I'm sure a lot of them can't afford.
Yeah, you're correct there. We're currently doing a lot of fundraising. We've got a raffle in place in a minute, a GoFundMe page set up. We're hosting events at Staines. We've got bands, a St. Patrick's Day night on the cards, sponsored walks to Twickenham on game days. So yeah, a lot of stuff in the pipeline trying to raise money for it.
And how much are you trying to raise?
We're trying to raise around 15,000. So yeah, it's quite a substantial amount of money, but that would hopefully cover flights, accommodation, kit, and obviously food for the lads while they're there. With everything raising at the minute, petrol and everything else that's going on, it's quite tough for families to commit that sort of money for a social event, which really what it is. So, yeah, we're trying to pay for all the lads. We've done a tour this year to Butlins in Minehead, and we managed to fundraise all of the money to pay for all the children to go. So, yeah, that's our aim.
So where can people find out more about the work that you do?
So through social media. At Staines Rugby, we've got Instagram, Facebook, website. Obviously, we've got our GoFundMe pages. We're always sharing posts on social media groups in the local area, Ashford, Staines and Feltham areas. We're based in Snaky Lane in Feltham. You can find our address if you want to come down. We do youth training, and minis training on a Sunday morning, and senior training is on Tuesday and Thursday.
And if people would like to support you and help you with your fundraising, what can they do?
So to enter our raffle, the website to go on is www.raffal.com. So that's raffal.com/StainsYouth. We've got some fantastic prizes, weekends away, overnight stays, vouchers for steak restaurants, headphones and tablets. Lots of top prizes to win.